While incumbents Kathy Castor and Gus Bilirakis were in Washington casting their votes against the Wall Street bailout bill that passed the House today, the challengers who are trying to win their seats debated at the Tampa Tiger Bay Club. Kathy Castor was the only one of 9 House Democrats from Florida who bucked party leadership and voted against the bill. Challenging Castor for her District 11 seat is Republican Eddie Adams Jr., who said he also opposed the bailout.
I will vote against the bailout plan. I think the bailout plan is not structured so that it actually is going to help the primary people, which is the average Joe, as they said in the debate last night. The average person actually needs some help. If you help the little guys out, the money will flow up. If you only help the big guys, the money does not trickle down. We've already seen that.
5 Florida Republicans in the House of Representatives voted for the bailout bill, and 11 voted against, including Gus Bilirakis. Bilirakis faces 4 challengers for his District 9 seat. Neither John Calamnios, who is running without party affiliation, nor write-in candidate Andrew Passayan attended the Tiger Bay Club debate on Friday, but Democrat Bill Mitchell did, and he said he supports the bailout plan.
I would have to be voting to try to take care of our credit. I think it's very important that we have credit. I talk to people in the Bay Area all the time, and I'm hearing that there is a credit crunch. It's real. We have to take action. But that said, we've also got to hold people accountable. Now, you know, my opponent, Gus Bilirakis, had a chance to vote against predatory mortgage brokers a few months ago and didn't do it. He did not vote against that. So he enabled some of this to happen. This is going to be one of the issues in this campaign.
The 4th person in the District 9 race is Richard Emmons, who is a member of a new party called Term Limits for the United States Congress Party. Emmons opposes the bailout.
I would probably vote against it. I don't like the idea that they're basically rewarding failure and criminal action, or if nothing, maybe not criminal, but at least dishonorable. I feel also that there's got to be other solutions out there than just throwing money. For example, maybe they could get those institutions that are foreclosing on people and just say, look, you can't foreclose on them. You have to renegotiate their mortgage. Maybe instead of having a 30-year mortgage, they could have a 60-year mortgage or a 100-year mortgage.
The event was co-sponsored by the League of Women Voters. WMNF spoke with several people in attendance to find out their opinion of the bailout bill an hour before the House passed it. Tampa business owner Joe Redner opposes the bailout.
I would vote no. I don't think that all the concerns that have been raised are addressed in that bill, and until they are, I don't think I could vote for it.
Michael Steinberg is the chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee and said he personally opposes the bailout. The money should be used instead for public works, transit, and infrastructure programs, Steinberg said.
Oh, I would vote against it. I don't like things rushed through at the last second when they knew about this problem for months or for years, and if they didn't know about it, they should not be in Congress. It should not be a surprise to them.
And this is counter to most of the leadership in your party. How does that make you feel?
Well, Kathy Castor is my congressman in this area, congressperson in this area. She's voting no, and I trust Kathy Castor's judgment. So it's not the leadership it's against. But we have plenty of Democrats who do not support it. Bill Nelson, I believe, does not support it either. So this is not down the party lines.
Fellow Democrat Vic DiMaio, who is the finance chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee, said he doesn't like everything about the bill but supports it.
I noticed some pork and fat, as they say, in this bill. But at least I think it provides additional tax breaks, ironically, for small businesses that are going to be extended this year, which is not necessarily a Democratic plan, but I think it's going to help the economy as well. So at least there'll be some certainty there. And of course, the money going in, and it's not going to be an open blank check. There's going to be an oversight board. They're going to give them, I think, $250 billion to start, and then they have to come back for more money if they need it. If it passes today, then I think that thing will be put beside us. But I still think it's not going to happen overnight. People are still going to be hurting, and they're going to be hurting 30 days from now when the election rolls around.
The next Tiger Bay Club of Tampa meeting will feature a debate on Amendment 2, which, if it gets 60% support on November's ballot, will outlaw partnership rights for everyone except people in heterosexual marriages. It will be on October 17th at Maestro's Restaurant in the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center downtown. You can find links to the websites of the candidates for Districts 11 and 9 in our news archive, wmnf.org/news. The deadline to register to vote is this Monday, October 6th. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.